briefly try to summarize each section of the sort of thing that is, I would suggest, that goes into the chair's report. Now, I won't have captured everything, and Ada has sent me a whole load of other notes that people have done, so I'm not sure quite what I'm going to do on this, but very briefly, just to perhaps just talk through the agenda and some of the things that have come through. And I think the key is that at the beginning of the session, or to me, you know, yesterday morning said that I thought this was a really good agenda, and it had a lot of really interesting things and overlapping, interweaving things, and I think that's been proven over the 2 days, that we keep referring to things that came through from previous agenda items, and to me anyway, and partly it's so I can say with a sense of relief, I think I did an okay job, but to me anyway, that the agenda did work, that they did all go together, and we considered all those things, you know, as an overlapping, and that it went well. So certainly, you know, if we think about how we started the day yesterday with the technical activities, so an update of the technical activities, but I think, Hans, you presenting us with the draft mission statement, and I think that was a very useful discussion from the Accounting Advisory Council perspective of actually, you know, picking up those things, and hopefully you got some really good feedback out of that. And certainly, if not necessarily to change the words in the mission statement itself, at least a broad sentiment to know, you know, how to approach it when you're talking to others around some of the, if you like, less obvious areas around that. One of the things in particular that came out for me in terms of, and again, maybe this is my bias, the Interpretations Committee update, there were an awful lot of comments around the role and the status of agenda decisions, and in some ways that related to, as well, to the Revenue Transition Resource Group and those, and how we deal with those. And I say again, having been on the Interpretations Committee, the discussion of what the agenda decisions actually are and how they fit into the literature or the mandatory literature, you know, is a real, and it may be something that may be appropriate for this committee to actually consider going, you know, this council to consider as to how best actually to consider those going forward. We then talked about the ASAF two-year review and the notes that I've made on this, which I think are broadly consistent with what Aida sent through to me, was that we are supportive of the continuation of ASAF, that it plays a valuable and a different role from the Advisory Council. There were mixed views, however, the majority is not supportive of making ASAF a mandatory part of due process for a number of reasons, which included timeliness, the selection of that for something else, too burdensome, will naturally do so if there are important issues. However, we're more supportive of making ASAF more part of the whole constitution of the foundation, so it's an integral part of it, as opposed to effectively saying it's a mandatory part of due process. There seemed to be no fixed views on size, however, a general feeling that smaller as is perhaps more effective than a larger group, and there were no fixed views about rotation is what I've jotted down here. Revenue Transition Resource Group, I've jotted down that the preference, overall the preference seemed to be not to diverge. However, although convergence is important, it is not important at all costs. However, timeliness is of the essence, so a fixed position does need to be reached very soon to allow users to be able to determine what they are going to do before the effective date. Comment that if the words do diverge, it is not a disaster. However, it is imperative that the principles in 15 are not compromised. To me, also in that session, it raised bigger questions around the convergence program as a whole, which seemed to be a theme coming through, and the value of transition resource groups, and the are we actually encouraging, or someone said to me last night, a Trojan horse in terms of setting those up to, if you like, create problems. So to me, it, you know, it does beg the question as to whether that is an appropriate thing to do. The MOUs, there were a few specific feedback comments on the specific criteria. The overall recommendation was that the foundation should review the framework and strategy and objectives of the MOUs generically. So what is the purpose of having them? What is the framework around setting them? And then to review the existing MOUs to ensure that they are still valid, and in particular in light of a framework and a strategy, and one in particular was obviously the Norwalk Agreement. The education initiative, I've jotted down, acknowledged that it's an exciting and valuable initiative. There were offered concerns about the cost value of multimedia versus the competition, and this is nowhere near as comprehensive, and he's gone now, Mike's comments that were sent to me, through to me, and suggested that the focus of the education initiative and its goals should perhaps be reviewed to ensure that they are achieving the objectives that we want them to, and therefore, you know, is the scope, as you know, should it perhaps be as wide as the scope is now. In terms of the agenda consultation, which we report back this morning, and I've said refer to the email, which I don't have open, so I won't. The linking, as I think I said probably this morning, the linking to the mission statement, the consistency of standards, no specific theme seemed to be agreed. I think that one thing that in discussions following that session that with Hugh and with Ian in particular and with the timing is that very probably having heard all that feedback, the next step is to do, if you like, a straw man of what that consultation document might look like and bring that back to the next advisory council so that we can provide input into what that might look like, because of the feedback that we gave today was that mixture of actually the technical agenda consultation as well as actually bringing in some things that would go into the effectiveness review. In terms of the trustee activities, obviously the feedback from Michelle there and... Sorry, these are harder because these were jotted down without me thinking about it. So I think I'm in a really good update as to where the trustee was. I don't think there was any specific feedback from us in terms of advice to the trustees, but acknowledging that we will have a role in, as Yael says, in the review structure and effectiveness and the strategy, and that'll come back to the next meeting. And then I'm not going to repeat what I've just said around the opportunities, and I've missed out the GRI, and I think with the GRI, the key thing around the GRI is, I mean, and I think it links into what we were talking about with the opportunities, it was really useful to get that update education for ourselves. The key, though, is to say, well, how does the foundation relate to that? And I think, again, that goes to the future of corporate reporting and the discussion that we've just had. So that is my broad summary, and obviously would need to be fleshed out a bit and taken account of, and Aida's not quite shaking her head at me in terms of what she's got. So I think any other particular comments that you think I have missed out, obviously you will all get a chance to see the update before it goes out, but anything in fundamentally that anybody thinks I have missed out in terms of that summary of the 2 days, and Hans is shaking his head, which is really good. Yeah. I'm always scared when I look sideways as to what he's looking like. Oh, yeah. Any other comments that I've missed out? In which case, what I would like to do is to close the open meeting and to thank everybody for their attendance and contribution. And as I said at the beginning of the meeting, the passion that people bring to this. I know that you all have your day jobs that are incredibly important. So giving up your time to come here for 2 days and the travelling that goes with that as well, I think is absolutely superb, and I'm absolutely certain that the foundation as a whole and the board really, really value the fact that you have done that and you bring such passion and such wonderful ideas. So thank you all very much. And I'll close the public meeting.